Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, 10 lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel and Aleph, and we left off where the Gemara brought an excerpt of the Braisa that we will see in a moment, and the Gemara was bringing this Braisa as a raya against Rav Sheshes and a raya to Rav Acha Bar Huna. As Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes as to the status of a Kohen Sheshimish Betuma, if he's Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim or not, and Rav Sheshes held that he would not be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Rav Acha Bar Huna held that a Kohen Sheshimish Betuma is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and we brought a raya from the Braisa that states for Elohim Shemisa, and these are those people that would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and one of those listed is Tomei Sheshimesh, is a Kohen that was Tomei that did the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara stated that this Braisa is a Tiyufta to Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara now continues and will bring down the entire Braisa as Gufa we learned to the Braisa for Elohim Shemisa, that these people would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Braisa will bring down 11 different categories. Number one, Ha'ichas HaTevel, if someone eats Tevel, which is of course produce that Truma and Trumas Maisa, and some say even Maisus were not taken off of. And number two, Kohen Tamei She'achal Truma Tayra, if a Kohen that is Tamei ate Truma Tayra. And number three, Vizar She'achal Satruma, a Zar that ate Truma and he did so b'mezid. And number four, Vizar Sheshimesh, that someone that's not a Kohen that did avoid the Beis HaMikdash. And number five, Tamei Sheshimesh, a Kohen that was Tamei that did avoid the Beis HaMikdash. And number six, Tful Yom Sheshimesh, that a Kohen that was Tamei Sheretz or was Tamei Mace and then went to the mikvah and still had to wait until Harav Shemesh to become Tar Lagamri, and he went and did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, then he will also be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. And number seven, Umechusa Begodim, if a Kohen does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and he doesn't wear the proper amount of Begodim, and this would refer both to a Kohen Hedid or a Kohen Gadol. And number eight, Umechusa Kapara, if a Kohen is a Zavu Mitzaira, and even after he went to the mikvah, there is a requirement to bring certain Kabanais, and if he didn't do so yet, he's called Umechusa Kapara, and if he performed Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Number nine, V'shaloi Rochatz Yadayim V'raglayim, if a Kohen didn't wash his hands or feet prior to doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And number ten, V'shasui Yayin, if a Kohen drank wine and then performed Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, number 11, U'puri Reish, if a Kohen grows his hair for more than 30 days and didn't take a haircut and did Avodah, he would also be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara will go through each of these cases in order to show the Makar that in all these cases, they would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, the Braisa continues, Aval Oro Va'inin V'yoshev Einam B'misa El Ba'azara. However, if a Kohen did not have a bris milah, and even if it's because his brothers died, Machmas Milah, and therefore there was no requirement for him to have a bris milah, and as we will see, that it's also for him to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, but if he does so, the Braisa teaches us that he's not Chai Misa, and he will only be Oivan Alav. And similarly, if a Kohen Hedit is an Oinain, then it's also for him to do the Avodah, and if he does so, it's Mechel Avodah, and Avodah would be possible, but even so, he's not going to be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. And similarly, if someone sits while doing the Avodah, then the Avodah is possible, but even so, he would not be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. As Rashi states, the Kolhani Kulu Kimlon Behud de Mechli Avodah, as we learn in Masechta Zvachim on the Tezvavim Beis, Afilo Hachi Les No B'misa El Bazara, as the Gemara will explain at the bottom of that Pei Gimel Beis, and at the top of that Pei Dalam and Aleph, and the Gemara now continues and bring two different dinim, with his machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim, as the Braisa continues, Balmum, Rabbi Oim B'misa V'chamim Bazara, that if a Kohen is Balmum and he does the Avodah, Rabbi holds that the Kohen will be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Chachamim hold that he will only be Oivan Azara. And similarly, his B'me'ilah, if someone is amazed and they have Hanah from something that if they would do it B'shegeg, there would be a Issa B'me'ilah, then Rabbi holds that he would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, while once again, the Chachamim hold that he will only be Oiva on an Issa. And keep in mind, although this Braisa only brought 11 cases where one that is Oiva on these Yisurim will be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and according to Rebbe, there are 13 cases. However, Ramban states in Sefer Mitzvahs, Tana V'shaya Da Shaya Tuva Koyin Lebeis Katshe Kedoshim Shloi La'Avoida Levi She'ovet Avedis Kohanim V'Koyin She'ovet Avedis Levim V'Chein Levim Atma Ma'Avedu L'Chaverta V'Chein Shloi Shah Menuyin Sham B'Mishnah HaKoyin V'Shnu V'Asa V'Amvat Al Divrei Novi V'Novi She'ovet Al Divrei Atmai, when in all those cases one will be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim Ayin Sham. And Ayin Nimiri, when Am Brisa states B'chusa B'Godim, he adds in V'Hu Adin L'Miyusa B'Begodim K'Goyin Shalav V'Shtei Ketanais Oishnei Avnitim U'Chiyetze Be'ilu Ayin Sham. And the Gemara will now go through all 11 cases of the Reish of the Brisa where one that performs these Yisurim will be Chai of Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the first case of the Brisa was Oichlas HaTevel, and the Gemara asks Minolon, that what is the Makar that if someone eats Tevel they will be Chai of Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara explains the Amashmu Mishum Rabbalaza Minayin Lo'ichlas HaTevel, tevel shuba misa, that was the makor that if someone eats tevel, that he's chay misa b'nei shemayim, nechsev, and as the pasuk in Pashas Emor states, v'lo yichalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael, es asher yirimu l'Hashem, and we know the pasukim beforehand are referring to truma, and then the pasuk states that a person should not profane the kotche b'nei Yisrael, once again referring to truma, and the pasuk tells us that we're referring to someone that's eating something which is es asher yirimu l'Hashem, and as the Gemara explains, basil litra im hakasu medaber, and it's mashma that this truma was not yet taken off, and it will eventually be taken off. And the pasuk teaches us that one should not profane truma by eating it while it's still in the form of tevel. And although at this point we now see that there's an issa for someone to eat tevel, but lemaisa, how do we know that it will be a chiyu misa b'dei shemayim? And Shmuel explains in the name of Rebbe Elazar as bi'alv chilul chilul mitruma, that we learned the word chilul from the word chilul that the Torah states a few psukim earlier when teaching us that a person that is tummy that eats truma is chay misa b'dei shemayim. And as the pasuk states in Perachav Beis pasuk Tes, v'shamru es mishmati v'lo yisu lav chet u'mesu bay ki chalu ani Hashem mekadosham. And just like when someone that's tameh eats truma, he's chay misa b'dei shemayim, at kam b'misa, so the same would apply when someone eats tevel, that they would also be chay misa b'dei shemayim. And keep in mind that the mefarshim are bothered that since the Torah states b'negiyah is someone that's tameh and eats truma u'mesu bay ki chalu, then how do we know that that's referring to misa b'dei shemayim if we already said that it's a klal that any time the Torah states loshem misa stama, that lefidah chacham refers to chenek and lefidah abshimin it refers to sayif, and Rashi in Chumash states, who makes a boy, Lamandu Shi Misa B'dei Shemayim, his Mekor is from our Sugya on the Pegamo B'Alef in Sanhedrin. And I, this is a Chavim who brings down that Ma Kochim Shib Chamur Mitruma, Im Ochla in Chai Misa Bezdin, that if someone that's Tomei eats Kochim, then he's not going to be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, as we learned in Pashat Tezriya, in Perakud Bey's Pasik Dalid, so Truma Kalalish Kolshkein. And he then states, Va'oid, Midisamach Lazer, Ani Hashem Mekadisham, that since our Pasik ends off, Ani Hashem, it teaches us ani Hashem nemli para she'amisoi say that I will kill him v'zamisa b'dei shemayim. And our Gemara now continues and asks v'neilav chilul chilul minoisa, that why don't we learn the din of ichlas hatevel from the din of noisa, as it also says the lashon chilul, as we will see in a moment, and malalam b'karis afkam b'karis. And just like if someone eats noisa, then the chayiv karis, so the same should apply if someone eats tevel. And the pasuk at the beginning of Pashas Kedoshim referring to noisa states va'ichlav avoy noisa. And the Gemara responds, "Mistavra mitruma havelul melev." That's most mistavra that we should learn the din of achilas tevel from the din of achilas truma b'tuma, based on the fact that they're similar to each other in seven different ways. And we will first read all seven ways, and then we will see Rashi who explains all seven ways. Shekein truma chutzlaretz hutra berabim peiros pigel v'noisar, which are seven different ways. And let us see Rashi seven lines from the bottom of the Amid. Truma chutzlaretz, a simen hud is a simen for all seven ways. Number one, zet truma v'zet truma muravis bayi, that the issa when someone is tamei and eats truma is referring to eating truma, and our case of eating tevel is also referring to someone that's eating produce that has truma mixed in with it. Number two, ve'inu hagim chutzlaretz, that both of these are not noy b'chutzlaretz, avon noisa noy b'midba, which has hetar b'mis b'chol makim, as opposed to the issa of noisa, which is noyig anywhere where we were able to bring kabanais, which Rashi states includes the midbar as well as b'shas hetar b'meis b'chol makayim, and that could be anywhere, even in chutz laretz. And Rashi continues, when the Gemara stated hutra v'yesh hetali surai and b'negei truma, there's a heta for its issa as zeh yesh hetali surai b'afrasha as b'negei tevel. Once you take off the problem of truma s'maisis, then all of the grain becomes mutar. Zeh yesh hetali surai the tavelu mutar b'truma, and someone that's tamei also has a way to become mutar to eat truma as he go to the mikvah and become tar, and then he'll be able to eat truma once again, as opposed to naisa that ain't hetli surai, that once a carbon becomes naisa, then it'll always be usa to eat that carbon. And the fourth similarity was b'rabim, as Rashi states, zenam b'chilu b'losh rabim v'lo yichalu v'zel b'losh rabim chiyichalu avu naisa losh yochid chidush Hashem chilel, that b'negei is someone eating truma while he's tamei, and b'negei a tevel, the pasuk uses a losh rabim, therefore their loshenis are similar, ma she'en came b'negei naisa, where the pasuk uses a losh yochid. And the fifth similarity is Peiris, that both cases of Truma are referring to Peiris, while Noisa has nothing to do with Peiris, and has to do with an animal and with Basar. And finally, the sixth and seventh is that Pigla and Noisa are not relevant to the case of Truma, while Pigla and Noisa are relevant to Kachim, and as Rashi brings, a Noig Le Beteva Vele Betruma, El Bekachim, Ayin Sham. However, the Gemara now continues that although you just showed me how there's a similarity between someone that's tummy and eats Truma and the Issa to eat Tevel, Adurabba, Minoisa Havale Lemelev, the Lachir Pung Faket, that we should learn the din of Achilas Tevel from the din of Noisa, and they both should be Chayiv Kares, Shekem Psul Eichel, and Engle Hetab Mikvah, that there are two similarities between Noisa and Tevel. Rashi explains the similarities, Shekem Psul Eichel, Noisa Vetevel, Shteim Psul HaMeichel, that they're both Psul in the Meichel itself and in the food product, Alva Truma, Psul HaGufu, but in the Gea Truma, the coin is actually Tamei, and therefore it's not a problem with the actual Truma, but it's a problem with the coin himself, and therefore it's not similar to Tevel. Another similarity is Tevel Venoisa and Lehem Tire B'mikvah, that both for Tevel and for Noisa, it wouldn't help by placing them in the Mikvah, and that would make it Mutah, Alva Tamei B'Truma, Yeshle Tire B'mikvah. But if the kohen is tamei and he can't eat truma, then if he goes to the mikvah, he can become tar and he'll now be able to eat truma. The gemara now brings two terutzim. Number one, hachnefishin, that with maisa, as we saw, there are seven similarities between the issa for kohen that's tamei and can't eat truma, and the issa for someone to eat tevel. And there are only two similarities between the issa of pigel and the issa of naisa. And the gemara continues with the second answer, ravina omach chilu drabim adiv, that ultimately we want to learn similar words from each other. And therefore, just by the fact that benegeir the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, that a kohen that's tamei that eats truma will receive, the pasuk states v'shamus mishmati v'leisul lof chet u'misu boy ki chalu ani Hashem mekadosham, and he uses lashon rabim. And similarly, benegeir tevel, the pasuk states v'lo chalu es kachi b'dei sol es hashirim l'Hashem. That is enough of a reason why we want to learn gzeira shava from the din of kohen tamei that eats truma to the issa of achilas tevel. Masha'en came benegeir naisa with the pasuk. Uses the lashon yachid and states, and keep in mind that in many gemaras we find that the gemara gives the teretz of hanuch nefishin, and why does the gemara have to bring the second teretz? And once we get to Amud Beis, we will see that on Amud Beis we will have a comparison between three different items, and we won't be able to give the teretz of hanuch nefishin. The gemara will only be able to use the teretz of Rabina, the chil drabim michil drabim adif ayin sham. And before we continue, let's point out that when we spoke about one of the similarities between Tevel and a tummy that eats Truma, the Gemara mentioned Hutra, and Rashi explained V'yesh Hetli Sura, Zeh Yesh Hetli Sura Bafrasha, and V'zeh Yesh Hetli Sura the Tevel Umutu B'Truma, and Ayin Yad Ramah, that V'yesh Eimim Hutra Yesh Lan Heta, Kedithan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Trumas, Rabbi Leza Amah, Truma Oilu Be'echer Romeya, Rabbi Huda Oimah B'meya V'oid, the Kolshkin HaTevel, however Zakti Yad Ramah, that can't be pshat, as V'lam Milsi, as the Din of Bittel doesn't apply to Tevel, the Shani Tevel, the Gemara continues with the second case of the Braisa, the Koyin Tomei Sha'achal Truma Tahir Minolon, that how do we know that a Koyin that's Tomei, that eats Truma, that is Tar, that he'll be Chai Misibide Shemayim? And the Gemara explains the Omash Muel, Minayin Le Koyin Tomei Sha'achal Truma Tahir, should be Misibide Shemayim. How do we know that a Koyin that is Tomei and eats Truma that is currently Tar, that he'll be Chai Misibide Shemayim? And keep in mind, we already saw this when Shmuel brought in Neymar Beleza, that we learned chilul chilul from Truma, which referred to a kohen that was tamei that ate Truma Tahira, and therefore we already know that the person would be chayim misibdei shemayim. However, now the Gemara brings the makar as a chsiv, and as we saw, the pasuk in Pashas Emes states v'shamrus mishmati v'leisul lof chet u'mesubay ki yichalu ani Hashem mekadosham. And Rashi explains l'kohanim tameim dibak kosev, that this pasuk is referring to a kohen that's tamei that eats Truma Tahira. And as we know, a few pesukim prior to this, the pasuk states ish ish mizera Aaron, and the psukim continue to list various ways that a kohen can become tamei and will now be asa to eat kachim and will also be asa to eat truma tahira. And now that we just saw in makar as to how we know that a kohen that's tamei that eats truma tahira is chay misa b'dei shemayim, the Gemara continues and is medayik from the words of Shmuel, as Shmuel stated, minayin lekohen tamei she'achal truma tahira, and why do you speak about truma tahira, and why wouldn't the same din apply if a kohen tamei eat truma tmeya? And the Gemara Gemara states to hire in Tamei Eloi that the only time that a Kohen Tamei is going to be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim is only if he ate Truma Tahira. However, if he ate Truma Tamei, then he will not be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim. The Amr Shmuel Amr Abelaza, as Shmuel Torah in the Amr Abelaza, Minayin LeKohen Tamei She'achal Truma Tamei She'ena B'misa She'nemo Misa Boy Ki Yichalua, because our Pasuk just stated that the Kohen will be put to death because he profaned his Truma, and that could only apply when the Truma was still Tar. And we continue on that Pigilon Beis, and therefore it comes to exclude that if a Kohen Tamei eats Truma Tamei, he will not be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim because the Truma was already profaned as it was already Tamei. And Ayin Taisis at the top of that Pei Gilon Beis that discusses that how can you have a case where a Kohen that is Tamei eats Truma Tamei, if at the moment that he touches the Truma Tamei, it would become Tamei. And Taisis brings three different ways in which a Kohen that is Tamei can eat Truma Tamei. Number one, B'shetach V'lechaveir will take Greinai. And number two, in a case where he ate Truma Shalei Hukshara, or was Nilayshah B'mei Peris, and therefore was not Hukshah L'Kabal Tuma. And he then brings that even according to the Mandama, that generally Issachal Alissa, however, there's a special din B'negei Tumas Aguf and Tumas Truma, that if the Kohen was first Tamei B'Tumas Aguf, and then the Truma became Tamei, then Ein Issachal Alissa, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues and quotes a third case of the Braisa, where one would be Chai Bis B'dei Shemayim, Azor She'achal Sa'chuma, and Amrav Zor She'achal Sa'chuma Leika. Rav says that a Zor that eats Truma would not be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim and would be Chai Malkus. And Amri Le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi Le Rav, and Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to the Rebbe Rav, Le Mamar B'Misa, that L'Chiru, you shouldn't say it is Chai Malkus, but you should say it is Chai Misa. Chsiv, and as we see in Parshas Emor, right after the Pasuk told us that if a Kohen that is Tamei eats Truma Torah, that is Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim, and as we already saw the Pasuk in Perakot Beis, Pasuk test that states, V'Shavuos Mishmati V'lo Yisrael Av Chet, U'Misa B'y Ki Chalu, Ani Hashem Mekadishom, and right afterwards the Pasuk states, V'chol Zor Lo Yichol Kodesh, and therefore, just like a Kohen that's Tomei eats Truma, he's Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim, so the same din would apply to a Zor that ate Truma, and he would also be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim. However, Rav responds to Rav Kahana Rav Asi, that Ani Hashem Mekadishom Hifzik Inin, that although it's true that the Pasuk immediately prior to stating, V'chol Zor Lo Yichol Kodesh, speaks about a Kohen Tomei that ate Truma and is Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim, but the Maaseh of the Pasuk states, Ani Hashem Mekadishom, and therefore it's as if the Torah states that there's one halacha and the next halacha is a completely separate din, and therefore you can't compare one to the other. And if a Zor eats Truma, then he'll only be Chai Malkus and he will not be Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim. However, the Gemara continues, Maaseh al Esku Kashan Rav, as our Bryce has stated, Be'ilahin Shem Misa, Zor Eichel Sa Truma, and therefore clearly we see against the Shita of Rav. However, the Gemara states, Masisa ad Rav Karamis, that you're trying to ask a question Rav from a Braisa, Rav Tanu Apolig, Rav is considered like a Tana, and he could be Chalik, and Einichanami, Rav is Chalik on his Braisa, and Rav holds that Zor She'achal Sa'chuma Leika, while the Braisa holds Zor She'achal Sa'chuma is Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim. And Ayin Ritva, Mesechtes Irvin Adap Peitas on Beis, who states, the Apogad de Rav Tanu Apolig, and Nanle Shevkin Le Mifuch Le Masisa, Adam Etar Talmuda Hochin, the Talmud Nami Le Metar Tachin, Elahechid Le Mishkach Pukachrina, and the only time that the Gemara brings this concept of Rav Tanu Upolig is only when they don't have any other choice. And before we continue, let us see the first two Rashis on the Pei Gilon Beis, as Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to the Rebbe Rav, Leimimar B'misa, Yichsiv, as right after the Torah states, to Mesa B'yki Yichalu, the Pasuk states, V'chol Zor Le'yichol Kodesh, V'chol Pashto B'chumakai, Yichsiv, U'bar Hashem Mishvotaya, V'achel Yichol Me'akodeshim, Shein Kaparosim Akvasai, V'ilu Kodeshim Le'ochol Achiyav Kapara. And Rav responded, Ani Hashem Mekadeshim, Hifzika Inyin, Bein U'mesu Boi Ki Yichalu, Bein Kol Zor Le'yichol Kodesh, U'mashmod Leik Simisa, El Legabi Koinim, U'mishum Tuma, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues with the fourth case of the Braisa, where one is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, Bizar Shashimesh, and a Zor that does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, Yichsiv, as this is a Mefurish Pasuk in Pashas Kairach, in Perak Yud Ches, Pasuk Zayin, that states, Va'ato Uvernecha Itcha, Tishmu Es Kunascham, L'chol Dvar HaMizbech, L'm Beis Tola Pareches, Va'vadtem, Avedis Matona Etetz Kunascham, Va'zor HaKori Vyumas. And once again, I am refreshing that discuss that L'chir, when the Torah states, L'oshin Yumas Stoma, then L'chir, it should refer to Chenek or to Saif, and I am refreshing that discuss this point over here as well. And the Gemara continues with the fifth case of the Braisa, where someone will be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, as with Tomei Shashimesh, if a Kohen that's Tomei, that does avoid the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara explains, K'dabay Minei Rav Chia Ba'avim Rav Yosef, Minayin L'Tomei Shashimesh Shubimisa, that what is the Makar that a Kohen that is Tomei, and he does avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, they will be chayiv mis b'nei shemayim. The chesiv, as the pasuk in Parshas Emma teaches us, da'abel aron v'al bonav v'yinozu mikotchi b'nei yisov v'yichal v'shem kotchi yashem akdishim liyani Hashem. And as Rashi explains, v'yinozu v'yibodlu milavoid, that when they are tamei, they should separate themselves and they should not do that void in the Beis Hamikdash. And how do we know that if he does that void, then he will be chayiv mis b'nei shemayim, as v'yal v'chilul chilul mitruma, as in this pasuk, the pasuk states, v'yinozu mikotchi b'nei yisov v'yichal v'shem kotchi. And as we previously saw, that the pasuk used the lashon chilul b'negia someone that eats truma while he's tamei, and the pasuk states b'shomus mishmati v'leisu olavchet u'mesu boy ki chalu ani Hashem mekadoshim. And just like a kohen that's tamei that eats truma Torah is chayim misib de shemayim, therefore a kohen tamei that does that voida will also be chayim misib de shemayim. And as the Gemara states, ma'alalom b'misa af kam b'misa. However, once again, the Gemara asks v'neil chilul chilul minaisa. Why don't we learn the word chilul that states b'negia a kohen that's tamei that does that voida from the word chilul that states b'negia naisa? And as the pasuk states in Parshas Kedoshim, "Va'ichlo va'voinu yisa kias kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichus ha'nefesh ha'ima me'ah and malalon kares af kan kares." And just like if someone eats naisa, then the chayiv kares. So a kohen that's tamei that does the avodah beis hamikdash should be chayiv kares and not misub de shemayim. And the Gemara states, "Mistavra mitruma havelil melef." That's mistavra. Then we're making a gzeirah shava that we should learn the din of a kohen tamei that performs the avodah beis hamikdash from the din of a kohen tamei that eats truma Torah, as they both are similar to each other in four different ways. Shekein guf tamei mikvah berabim, which we will explain in a moment. And the Gemara is ad rabba minoisa havalei lemelef, that maybe we should say punk fakert, that we should learn the din of a kohen that's tamei that performs the avodah from the din of noisa shekein kodesh pnim pigel v'noisa, that it also has four similarities and it's four against four. And on this question we can't answer the same teret that we had in Amud Aleph of Hanach Defishin, as lemaisa is four against four. However, the Gemara states that we still have the teret of Ravina that we saw in Amud Aleph, that chil drab michil drab odif, that since the whole concept of gzeirah shavah is to learn two words that are similar from each other, and the word chilul that the Torah uses, both b'negeya koyin that's tamei and eats truma Torah, and b'negeya koyin that's tamei that does the avodah, the Torah uses lashon rabim, as b'negeya truma the pasuk states ki yichalu, and b'negeya the avodah beis hamikdash the pasuk states v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi, while b'negeya neisa the Torah uses lashon yachid of ki es kodesh Hashem chilel, and therefore it makes sense that we will learn the chiyu misa b'negeya koyin tamei that does the avodah from a kohen tamei that eats truma Torah, and they will both be chayiv misa b'nei shemayim. And let us go back to the point of the Gemara, as the Gemara stated that there are four similarities between a kohen tamei that eats truma Torah and a kohen tamei that does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, as guf tamei, mikvah, and berabim. And Rashi explains tamei sheshimesh v'tamei sheachol truma shneim psulei aguf, they are both a psul aguf, masha'in kein noisa, which is a psul in the basar, u'shneim psulei tuma, and both are psul in tuma, and noisa is not a psul of tumah, v'yesh lam heta b'mikvah, and both have a heta. If they go to the mikvah, then the kohen can do the avodah, and the kohen can eat the truma Torah, and v'chilu b'lashon rabim, and by both the Torah uses lashon chilul and uses lashon rabim. And the Gemara then stated adraba that punkfaket, that is actually four comparisons between a kohen that's tamei that performs the avodah in Beis Hamikdash and the din of noisa, as kodesh pnim pigel and noisa. And Rashi explains shekein kodesh tamei sheshimish for asa b'kachim, and noisa is Kodesh, and number two, Shneim Bifnim, and both of them apply to the Beis HaMikdash, as a Kohen that's performing the Avodah is doing so in the Beis HaMikdash, and all Kachim at some point start off in the Beis HaMikdash, and similarly both have Shaiches to Kachim, which are Shaiach to Pigla and Isa, Masha Inkin, the Din of Truma. And the Gemara continues with the sixth case in the Braisa, where one would be Chai Misib Dei Shemayim, a Tful Yom Sheshimesh, that if a Kohen is a Tful Yom, and he went to the Mikvah because he was Tamei Meis, or for example, if he was Tamei Sheretz, and he performs that voidah before Harav Shemesh, then he will be chayiv misa b'nei shemayim. And the Gemara states, Minolon, what is the Makar? The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Simoy Oimer, Remez al Tful Yoyim, Shem Ovad Chilo Menayin, that how do we know that Tful Yoyim that does that voidah would be Michal that voidah, and that voidah would not be kosher? Talmud Leima, at the Pasuk states in Pashas Emor, Kedoshim Yu Lelekehem, Velo Yichalu Shem Alekehem, Kes Ishi Hashem Lechem Alekehem, He Makrivim Vahayu Kodesh. And Rabbi Simoy explains, in Latamish Hashimesh, that certainly we don't need this pasuk to teach us that a kohen that's tamei cannot do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, the nafkulon, as we already learned that from the pasuk in Parshas Emor that stated by Yinazru, and therefore tnei in l'tful yom Shishimesh, so the Pasuk must be telling us that even if someone already went to the mikvah and he's about to become tar, and in some aspects he's already considered tar, but the Maisa B'negei Avodah, he's not considered tar, and if he performs the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, then he'll be Mechal the Avodah. And then once again, V'yalav Chilul Chil Metruma, as Mal Alam B'misa, Af Kam B'misa, as in this Pasuk B'negei Tful Yoyim, the Pasuk states, Kedoshim Yul El Kayem, V'lo Yichalu, and B'negei Truma, we already saw that the Pasuk states, U'maisa B'y Ki Yichalu, and therefore, based on this Gzir Shava, once again we learn that someone that does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash while he's at Tful Yoyim is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And keep in mind that certainly the Gemara could have asked the same question that we asked beforehand, that we should learn Chilul Chilul from Naisa. Ultimately, the same teretz would apply, that Chilul D'Rabim Michilul D'Rabim Adif. And the Gemara now continues in Mechusa B'Gadim, that the seventh case where one would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim is if a Kohen performs the Avodah while he's missing one of the Big Dei Kuna, or as the Meiri said, if he has one more of the Big Dei Kuna and he has too many Big Dei Kuna. And the Gemara asks, Binoan, what is Bekar? And Amar Avo, Amar Beichon, Umotaba Mishmeid Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that the Pasuk and Pasuk of Tzav states, V'chagato Isim Avneit Aaron Obonav V'chavash Lehem Big Bois V'chais Lehem Kuhuna L'chukas Olam U'mulesi Yad Aaron V'yad Bonav. And as Rashi points out, Mashmo Shal Yidei Begodim Havi Kuhuna, that B'negei Avoida, the only way that they have a Shem Kuhuna is only once they're wearing their Begodim. Therefore we learn, B'zmash V'gdeim Aleim Kuhunasim Aleim, however Ein B'gdeim Aleim Ein Kuhunasim Aleim, if they don't have the proper amount of Begodim on them, then they don't have a Shem Kuhuna at that point, V'havalu Zarim, and therefore they're considered like a regular Zar. V'amamar, we previously learned, Zar Shashimish B'misa, that the Zar does Avoida in B'is HaMikdash, the Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim, and therefore the same would apply to a Kohen that's Mechus Begodim or has too many Begodim, that he would also be Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim, just like a Zar. And the Gemara continues with the eighth case of the Braisa of Mechus Kapar Minoan, and what is the Makar that if a Kohen is a Zav or Mitzaryah, and he went to the Mikvah, but he did not yet bring his Kabanais, and he's still in Mechus Kapurim, that if he does that Avoida, he'll be Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim. And the Gemara states, Amar Huna da Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pash Tazria, B'negir Yerleda states, Bim Lay Simsa Yoda, they said, V'locha Shte Serim, Meshte B'nei Aino, Echel Oilu V'Echel Chatas, V'chipa Alea Koyim V'Tahira. And Lemaisa, we know that this Yerledes already went to the mikvah after she was Tame 7 days for a Zacha, or after 14 days for a Nekeva. And what does the Pasuk mean when it states that she'll become Tar? And therefore, our Gemara is Medaik, Tahira, Mechlau Shuhitmea, and by the fact that it says that she will become Tar, so it's Muchach that prior to this she was still Tame to some extent, and therefore we see that anyone that's Mechusa Kapurim is still considered Tame to some degree. And the Amamar, we previously learned, Tame Shashimish B'misa, that any Kohen that has a status that they're still Tame and they do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara continues with the ninth case of one that is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, B'shloi Rechoyitz Yidayim V'Raglayim Minolon, that how do we know that if someone did not wash their hands and feet using the Kir and Kanoi when they did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that they were Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Kisisa, when it speaks about the Kir and Kanoi, states, V'rachatzu Aaron Ovanom Mimenu Esidayim V'sraglayim B'voyim Eloil Moed Yichutzu Mayim V'lo Yemusu Oy B'gishem Alam Mizbeach L'sharis L'hakte Isha L'Hashem V'rachatzu Yedayim V'raglayim V'lo Yemusu V'hoislam Chayk Oilam Lo Yilu Zari Lo Dayu Yisam. And the Gemara continues with the 10th case where someone would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, as the Braisa states, to Shtu Yayin. And where do we know that? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Shemini states, Mefurish Yayin V'sheikha Al Tesht Atu V'necha Itach B'voyichem Alay Yomei V'lo Yisamusu Chukas Oilam Dayu Yisechem. And the Gemara continues and finally brings the Makar for the 11th case of a Braisa where one would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim U'Puri Reish, where Kohen does the Avodah and his hair has already grown over 30 days and he didn't take a haircut. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Cheskel in Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Chaf states, V'Reishim Lo Yigalechu U'Per Lo Yishalechu Chasam Yichsimu Es Rosheyem, and the Chsiv Basrei, and the next Pasuk states, V'Yayin Lo Yishtu Kol Kohen B'Voyim Alachotza Apnimis, and Iskish Puri Reish L'Shtu Yayin. And we see that the Pasuk compares someone that doesn't cut their hair to someone that drank wine prior to doing Avodah, and Mashtu Yayin B'Misa A'Puri Reish B'Misa. And just like if someone drank wine and then did Avodah, is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, if someone does the Avodah and they didn't cut their hair for over 30 days, they will also be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Ayin Demiri, who asked Al-Khir, why the Gemara just learned the din of Puri Reish from Shtui Yayin, Al-Khir, the Pasuk and Pasuk Shmini and Parak Yud, Pasuk Vav, states, by Yom Meshal Aaron Al-Azul Lissaran Banav, Rashaychem Al-Tifro, Ubigdechem Leisifremu, Vleisimusu, and therefore it's Muchach that if they would actually not cut their hair, that they would be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, the Meiri explains that from that pasuk alone, we would think that that pasuk is only talking about them while they were Avelim. However, in general, we would not know that it would be a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim if they don't cut the hair, and therefore we need this hekesh from Sefer Yecheskel. And l'chayra, how could it be that we would learn this din from a pasuk in Yecheskel? However, keep in mind that it could be that it's only a gilul mivus ba'alma, and once we have this hekesh, then we can understand the pasuk in Parshas Shmini that when it states v'sheichem al tefro v'loy samusu, that's even referring to a time that they're not avelim, and they would still be chayuv misa b'dei shemayim. And ayin ritva mesechtes tainus on the few zayin and bays might asin living by pru reish of misa mishtui yayin yeshloim the hainel kain headed to be kain god of headed sibbe where sheikhim al tefro big dechem lay sifremu vele samusu ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the next part of Brisa that stated aval oral oinin yoshe bazara, that if someone is an oral or an oinin or sitting while they're doing the avoid in the base of migdash, then although it's mechel the avoid, they will not be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara is oral min nolan, how do we know that oral that does avoida is mechel the avoida? And Amar Chista does them and Teirus Moshe Rabbeinu leilamadnu at Shabbos Yecheskel ben Buzi v'lamadnu, that we didn't learn this from the Teirus Moshe Rabbeinu, and we only learned it once Yecheskel ben Buzi was megal atastas din, as the pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Mendal states koyema Hashem alekim kol benecha oral leiv oral basa lo yovel mikdashi lchol benecha she betech bnei Yisrael. And Rashi explains the word kol benecha is not referring to a guy, but the pasuk is explaining what we mean by oral leiv, and it's telling us kol benecha oral leiv, as Rashi states koyim mum lavedis kechavim. This refers to a coin that's a mum of lavedis kechavim shu oral leiv in his nakru meisav la'avishav bashamayim, as he has an oral leiv and his meisim are foreign to avishav bashamayim. And the meisav the pasuk tells us for oral basa lo yavi al mikdashi, and Rashi explains oral basa refers to a person that didn't have a mila shemesu echav machmas mila, that his brothers died because they had mila. And the pasuk in Yecheskel tells us lo yavi b'hayna azor midivrei kabbalah ba'alma v'lo yilaki ala, and we only see this issa from divrei kabbalah and from Yecheskel, and since it's like siva b'teira, therefore there would not be a chiyuv of malchus. Ayin Rambam in Perek Vav from Hilchos Bias Hamikdash Halacha Ches, where he states oral harei ku benecha shenema kol benecha oral leiv oral basa lefikach oral shavad chila vidasa v'loika kizor shavad aval ina chayav misa. And we see that the Rambam is chilek on Rashi, and ayin the Kesef Mishnah who states Rabbeinu shekasu shaloika time with Rabbeinu in Perek Beis Dizbachim Gemara Gemirla v'asi Yecheskel v'asbecha Yakra v'kivan the Gemara Gemirla the lo yavo l'sharis ki laki loy mishum azar the divrei kabbalah laki el mishum azar the Gemara v'im kol zeh ratza Rabbeinu shei nirmas b'terik tzas v'lefichach kasav shehu kizar ayin sham. And the Gemara continues oinim minolon, that how do we know that a kohen headed that's an oinim and does avoida would be mechel avoida, siv as a pasuk in Parshas Emor that discusses a kohen gadol states kol nafshis meis lo yavo lav v'le'imo lo yitama u'min amigdash lo yetze v'le yichalas mikdash alekov ki neiz Hashem mishchas alekov v'lov ani Hashem. And as Rashi explains klema afo pi shem meisu av v'imo ein tzarech lotzis ben amigdash, that a kohen gadol doesn't have to leave the base amigdash shem yavod lo yichalal, as even if he'll do the avoida he will not be mechel the avoida. And Rashi explains the words u'min amigdash lo yetze, that he shouldn't leave the base amigdash and he could still do the avoida, and if he does so v'le yichalas mikdash alekov, and he will not be mechel the avoida, and he will not be mechal kachim. And the Gemara is medayik ha'achash le'yotza chilel, but if a kohen headed does not leave the Beis Hamikdash when he's an oinein and he does the avoida, he would be mechalal and he would passel the avoida. And the Gemara now continues and asks omle rav adel rava v'neil chilel chilel mitshuma, that if we just stated that a kohen headed would be mechal the avoida and the pasuk states v'lei chalal and it's mashma by a kohen headed it would be mechalal, so l'chay we should learn the lashon chilel from the lashon chilel by tshuma and malalam b'misa afcha b'misa. And if a kohen headed does the avoida in Beis Hamikdash while he's an oinein, he should be chayav misa b'dei shemayim. However, the Gemara states miksibei begufei mechlala ka'asi, that l'maisa doesn't say the lashon chilo b'negei a kohen headed. We only learned this din based on diyek and havi dava abam el chal the chol dava abam el chal ain't done isu b'gzeira shava, and therefore we can't learn this based on gzeira shava. And therefore, although when a kohen headed does avoida while he's an oinein, it will be mechel da avoida. However, he would not be chayav misa b'dei shemayim. And keep in mind that the Adrama points out that when the Brisa stated that a kohen headed that does the avoida when he's oinein is bazara, it doesn't mean that he was over alive and therefore he'd be chay malchus, and it just means that it's asar and therefore it'll be mechel the avoida. And finally, the Brisa stated that if a kohen sits while doing the avoida, there will be mechel the avoida, but he would not be chay misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara asks me nolan that how do we know to be mechel the avoida? And Amrav Amram Nachman Amrav Kras the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim states ki voy bocha Hashem alekecha mikol shvatecha. Lamed L'Sharis B'Shem Hashem Hu Uvan of Kol Yomim, and we therefore see Lamida B'Chatev V'Loy L'Yeshiva, that Kosh Baruch Hu chose Aaron and his children to stand while doing the Avodah and not to sit while doing the Avodah. And if they sit while doing the Avodah, they will be Mechel the Avodah. And Ayin Rashi Kivin L'Nifcha Havle Kizar, and since they weren't chosen when they're sitting, therefore at that point they would be considered like a Zar. And Rashi continues with Perak Beis Dizvachim Raminan Mechte Yoshev Kizar Dami U'Mechel Avodah Eima B'Misu Kizar. So maybe should also be Rechayim Misu B'Dei Shemayim, just like a Zar. Allah Matanya Eino B'Misa, and we already learned that he's not Chayim Misu B'Dei Shemayim. B'Hasam Mefarakla Meshum Dav Izov Shloi Rochet Zidayim V'Raglayim V'Shtu Yayin Shloi Shaksum Abonk Echad Dechsu B'Misa V'Ein Melamdin Ayin Rashi. However, Ayin Diad Ramah that points out Istu Mefarashi Dekim Le Nifchal Yeshiva Havale Kizar, and he states V'Lab Milsi the Imkain Lehavi B'Misa Kemechusa Begadim, and the Yad Ramah just holds that ultimately the Torah states that one can't do the Avodah while they're sitting, and therefore it's Mechal Avodah, but not because he's considered like a Zar. And Ayin the Chedush Aran Avoloy Aminim the Kivle Nifcha Havale Zar V'Am Maz Zar Shishimish B'Misa the Loy Aminim Hachi El Kshama Akasa V'Hoitz Loy Kunas Olam Loy Mish Ein B'Deim Aleim Ein Sham Kunas Aleim El Zaris Av Kshama Shle Nifcha B'Yeshiva. However, since in our pasuk the Torah just tells us that he was not Nifcha B'Yeshiva Ein B'Mashma Shei Zar El She'Einim Min HaMufcha, and therefore would only be Mechal Avodah, but he would not be Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that originally when we saw the pasuk of a Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei V'Lei Chaos Mikdash Alei Kav at the top of the Amid, we learned that based on Rashi. However, the Yad Ramah explains when the pasuk states Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei Kleima Lo Yetzei Mikdushasai that the Kohen Gadol remains in his regular Kedusha El Yakrav Einoin V'Ein Chil B'Kach Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.